I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 29 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. With me, as always, on one end is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle_Vasude, the number one on Twitter. And in again for Jared Kimber as our impact sub is Rob Barron from Cricket 8, who you can find at Monsieur Judge on Twitter. So, how do you guys feel about this one? Because I mean, it's a pretty intense topic. We'll be creating the best current T20 World 11 as part of today's show. So past records don't matter. Current form does. And it is a bit daunting, isn't it, guys?
I'm very interested to see who Rob's going with after the last episode.
Yeah. Contemporary team, best in the world. Rob Barron gets first pick. My guess would be him going for, I don't know, man. Who's Namibia's keeper? Probably that guy.
Yeah, I think, I've got the right answer here. If you want a World 11, I could just reel the 11 names off and we could wrap it up in 2 minutes. And but if you want to argue about other people, that's also fine.
Before you go, yeah. The way this works is, guys, as always, if you're new to the show, you might not know this, but those of our... All of our regular watchers already know that it's a snake-style draft competition. So the pick order goes 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. This week, we're starting with Rob, and we'll be creating a 12, an all-time world 12, not an 11, because we'll then get 4 picks each and someone will also get to pick a 12th man. So take it away now, Rob.
So, Behram, give me the rules, please. Is this a current form world 11 playing against the alien 11 tomorrow, or is it all-time greats? What are you after?
This is current form, still active, world 12, not 11, because we're going for the 12th man as well. So sure. Those are the rules.
Very easy open goal for number one, and it's Bumrah, and there's no other correct answer.
Absolutely not.
I can expand if you like, but everyone knows.
Pick in this yes. show ever. Like, we've picked him number one probably in 50% of the shows we've done.
I don't have a tally on this, but I kid you not, this is probably like the sixth or seventh time someone is picking Bumrah as their number one pick. And every time,
and it's
the other two people also say, yeah, it's unanimous. They're like, of course, yes, we were going to go for Bumrah as well. Best all-format cricketer in contemporary cricket for me, I would say. And I mean, T20s, he's really like peaking, and we never thought that he had this peak in him. Like, current Bumrah is as good as he's ever been. And this is after injury. He had a stellar IPL. He's killing it for India in the T20 World Cup as well. Man is unplayable, has a never-ending bag of tricks. And yeah, I mean, good luck. Good luck to anyone who's playing him.
Yeah, he can bowl in all phases. and he can bowl dry, and he can bowl as an out-and-out wicket taker. There's nothing he can't do. He's a really cool guy as well. I've not come here to be boring and say the Route 1 answers, but if you're picking a World 11, the first name on your team sheet is Jasprit Bumrah.
Yeah, no, it has to be. I mean, we would have judged you if you picked another guy, right? So in a way, you've gotten an easy first pick, but also a little bit boring, no? I mean,
it's boring.
kind of got unlucky there because everyone was going to pick him. Anyway, I have picked number two, and there are two names circling around my head right now. And one of them is Head. So I'm going to go for them, right? Travis Head. I feel like as far as opening batters are concerned, he is literally, he's found this new gear. He's evolved into this new kind of beast. And whatever mode he's activated allows him to go completely berserk up top. Like, this man just starts hitting from ball one. We saw it in the IPL for the Sunrisers Hyderabad. We've seen it for Australia as well. Even prior to the IPL, but more recently, I would say in the T20 World Cup, there have been some innings where he has just, you know, taken the game by the scruff of its neck in the power play first up. And, you know, especially that game versus England, I think Australia won it in their batting power play, right? When they scored 74 runs courtesy of Head and Warner. So I know there are a fair few names who probably, you know, deserve to get, you know, that number one pick. But we're going to need an opener for this team, right? And I feel like as far as modern day T20 batting is concerned, Travis Head is literally epitomizing that. I mean, bowl it full, bowl it back of a length short. He has answers to everything. And it's just that mentality and that approach. He's out to get you. He's in predator mode in that way. And, I mean, hits a really, really clean ball. Really clean ball striking. Also, one of the best mustaches in all of cricket. So, I'm happy. I'm happy with Head for number one.
Yeah, I think on current, like, if you're looking at real recent form, it's tough to go past him as an opening batter, right? I think, again, it's like a mentality thing, right? He might not be the cleanest striker of the ball all the time, but just coming out with that all intent mindset has brought him so much success in all three formats over the last 2 years or so. So, yeah, I don't know if it would have been one of my first picks, but yeah, I can't argue with that.
Trav Bourne.
Okay, it's
what
me,
about you,
right?
Rob? So I take it that you're not too pleased that I've picked an Aussie.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing good about Australians, as we know. But I think the big ticks for Travis Head is current form and IPL. He was a monster. Him and Abhishek, well, I mean, that was a revelation in how you're meant to go about opening in T20, is you gun it as hard as you can and you don't think about anything else. And if you're that uncomplicated, it leads to success, clarity of role. And Head is at his best when he just smokes it and doesn't think about anything else. He's been around a long time, Travis Head. Those of us that I remember his New Year's Day 100 for Adelaide. How many years ago was that? Ages ago. And you thought, wow, this guy's got it. I like Head. Like I say, it's all about clarity of role, and intent is such a massive word in T20 cricket, and he guns it. If I was picking a World 11 based on the last 3 or 4 years, he's not in mine. But if it's current form playing tomorrow, I want Travis Head, because another thing about him is he is a really big game player. The bigger the game is, the better he plays, Travis Head. He was man of the match in the World Cup final in the 50-over game. He was man of the match in the World Test Championship final when he got 100 on day one in that. And he smashed it this IPL, pretty uncomplicated, stand and deliver. You know, quite often he gets bowled very early if he's facing, but he can't face Bumrah because we've already picked him. So he's not going to get bowled first ball.
He's still going to face Stark though, because I doubt anyone's going to pick him.
Yeah, we're not picking that clown. We've already got one Aussie. We can't have any more.
I think you make a fantastic point when you talk about his, you know, big game presence, and he's done it in the World Test Championship final, in the ODI World Cup final, not just that, you know, final versus India, but even in the semi-final, he
man
got those
again.
Two wickets and two balls. He was player of the match in that as well. So, I mean, yeah, he's built for the big stage. He's someone who's a bit of a cult figure now, I feel, in cricket, or amongst at least cricket supporters, because he didn't come with that big billing, but all of a sudden he's evolved into this monster that is hard to curtail. And yeah, I mean, the future looks quite bright for him, because he's still not super, super old, right? He's got a good 4 or 5 years in him. I expect big things. All
right, okay,
Estelle.
My turn, right?
Two picks in a row for you?
Yeah, two in a row. And I'm glad that these guys are still on the table for me. I actually have about three in that middle order who I can go for. So since Head goes as opener, I'm going to pick Heinrich Klaassen.
Mm-hmm. Is he keeping wicket for this team? Because Rob's going to forfeit.
Keeping wicket, I hope. I mean, it all depends on who you guys pick for the other slots.
He's going to surrender his badge and all of his documents and he'll be like, that's it, guys. No more crick picks for me.
In my 11, he wouldn't be keeping wickets. But at the moment, the best batter in the world, right? You can argue that probably Travis Head is in the form of his life. But Head's just been phenomenal in that middle order. And I think the impact he's had on South Africa is massive in that now there is even in, you know, tough situations where usually they've, you know, not performed that well. You kind of can hope that Klaassen will pull you through because he's done that a couple of times in the recent past. No target, I think, is safe as long as he's out there because he can just absolutely go berserk, right, in the middle and later overs. Yeah, I figured he'd be in the top three picks at least. So happy to have that as my first one.
Yeah, I don't think we would want any other batter currently in world cricket to go out and bat in that middle overs phase, perhaps like that 10-over entry point.
Yeah.
Klaassen is like tailor-made for that particular position. And as we mentioned in the previous podcast as well, an absolute like monster versus spin, as elite gets. And he's literally developed that new shot as well, the back foot straight pull sort of thing, which has such a wide arc as well. Goes all the way from extra cover to deep mid wicket, right? That's that entire region which he's absolutely dominating. And I remember Varun Chakravarti or whoever it was, you know, in the IPL, the field that they had for him was all of those fielders in the deep and nothing, you know, square of the wicket. Everyone was close and square of the wicket. So he is that kind of batter. Immense power, can clear the boundary for fun. And his true strike rates as well. He's like quicker than every other batter in, you know, this particular period across all phases. So his slowest phase is also faster than the average batter. And that's
making a lot of runs as well, right? It's not just scoring quickly. He's making a lot of runs across the board.
Yep.
So I think at this moment, he'd probably be in anyone's World 11.
Would you have made Rob's World 11 though?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
He's the first bat on the team sheet, Klaassen.
All right.
It's because he's perfected something that nobody else has yet. And he's only been doing it for 2 and a bit years, but that's a pretty big sample size of absolutely gunning it whilst not getting out. And that's almost impossible. So the graph of everybody is here, and it's you cross over with your average or your runs per innings and your strike rate, and everybody's in this little bit, and then there's Klaassen. And Klaassen is, you can't see him because he's not in the graph. He can score at 180, but as somebody that bets a lot, you notice these trends and these things in games, and it's like, hang on, how is Klaassen staying in again? How has he played another 40 ball innings and scored 80 or whatever it is? So he seems to have mastered the unmasterable art of staying in for ages whilst hammering everything. And that is almost a cheat code because there are players that can look amazing and gun it. And we'll mention these names, I'm sure, as we go on. But they get out cheaply loads because of how high risk they are. And it looks like Klaassen's high risk, but he isn't. He's just like, oh, you're bowling off spin at me, bye. Oh, this guy's not turning it, six. And he even when it looks really hard, and we've seen that in this World Cup, there was a game a couple of games ago where no one could get it off the square and it was ragging and the odd one was staying low and the other one's spitting up and Klaassen hit two sixes in and over because he can't help himself. It's like, oh no, you miss your leg, bye, it's gone. Like he's utterly elite, and if he's not in your World 11, you're picking it wrong.
I think cheat code is the phrase that describes him best, right? That even applies to Bumrah, but Klaassen is such a huge anomaly that when we were doing the numbers on him and looking at all the graphs, literally, like it was an anomaly of Viv Richards, you know, levels based on how big of an anomaly Viv was back in, you know, ODIs, if you go back like 3 decades. That's what Klaassen was doing in recent T20s, right? His scatter plot was far away from the rest. He was in his own little area. And no one's striking the ball better than him currently. And he definitely deserves to be on this team.
I've got another pick, right?
Yes, you do.
trying to think of who would survive if I didn't pick, survive for my next chance if I don't pick them now. Anyway, I think I'll go with another batter. And no, actually, I'll go with a bowler. I'll go with Kuldeep Yadav, probably around that number 9.
Oh my God. Why would you do that? Why would you not pick the other wrist spinner?
my 11 could have two wrist spinners, right? Actually, the one I picked does have two wrist spinners. I'm going with Kuldeep. Who would you, what do you mean other wrist spinner?
There was one very obvious wrist spin option, which we would have given you a lot with the bat.
Yeah, so that's the guy at number 8.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if he survives or not. Yeah, but that's interesting. I mean, I have no issues with Kuldeep. It's just that the 11 that I made, he didn't fit in because I had other options.
Okay.
But I don't mind it. I think he's quality. Yeah.
What about you, massive, Rob? Massive wicket-taking option, right? But Rob said wrong immediately, so...
Yeah. If you need somebody who doesn't get out with the bat, great, but it's not a test match. No, he's not in the top 4 spinners for the current World 11. I did think he was pretty good in the IPL, but he did get injured and missed a fair chunk of it, didn't he, Kuldeep? I love him. I think he's a great cricketer, but there's 3 all-star names ahead of him in the spin department. And I don't think you need a 4th. I'll tell you what the right team is at the end anyway. But Kuldeep, not quite
I'll
there.
I'll tell you guys I think my team as well. But
like in my, the 11 that I picked, I had 2 wrist spinners. So probably one of the 3 who you are talking about is also on my list. But I just felt like his variation, right? And he is one of the best, like even if it's number 4, one of the best spinners in the world right now, right? So yeah, happy with that.
Cricket 8 brings you this show. They are analysing every part of our game. Head over for their watch-alongs, podcasts and articles on what is really happening on the field and why it matters. Cricket8.com is your place for cricket intelligence.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah, I mean, I don't object on his spin bowling prowess, but the team that I made was batting very, very deep. So he does kind of screw us over in that regard. But I mean, it's still a solid wicket-taking option. He has immense control for a left-arm wrist spinner. And I mean, you're right when you say that we could literally pick another wrist spinner because they'll be turning it in, you know, opposite directions. And I mean, most wrist spinners can also, you know, bowl a wrong-un. So, and both, all of these guys that we have in this conversation will probably, you know, be capable enough of doing that. But interesting pick. I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting you to go with another batter. I'll take your pick. I know who you would have gone for. Actually, no, I won't go for that guy. I'm confused between an opening batter and someone who can play at first drop or two down.
Please pick the opener. Please pick the opener.
You think the other guy's going to... But the other guy gives me credibility. People will vote for me, right? So there's that angle to this as well. I want to win
this. Okay, so I know who you want to pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go Sky. Yeah.
Okay.
Surya Kumar Yadav.
Sky at 3, though.
Yeah, I would still prefer him at 3. I know that a lot of people are playing at 3 who aren't supposed to in this World Cup. We've seen Rishabh Pant do it. We've seen Nicholas Pooran do it. People who you don't necessarily associate with the number 3 position. But for me in this team, yeah, for now at least, Sky bats at 3. Again, someone who has disrupted the game. He's changed T20 cricket. We saw 360-degree cricket come into play via AB de Villiers. I mean, Putler started doing it as well, probably even better than AB at times. But Sky is a different blend. Yeah. He is exotic to the point that his 360-degree play is very dissimilar to those other guys. And length does not matter to this guy. He had a lot of question marks on, you know, what his pedigree was on tough or in tough batting conditions. Very recently, he scored that match-winning half-century for India versus the USA in New York. And if you can, you know, hit the ball in New York, you're probably good enough. I think that he is probably one of the most devastating, you know, ball strikers in the modern-day game. As far as Indian batters go, I feel like he's the first name that springs to mind when you think of a World 11 or 12.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, just given the fact that it's a densely populated country, I'm hoping that all of you guys will vote for me now that I've gotten Sky. And who was my other pick? Travis Head. Oh, maybe some of you won't vote for me
you
over there.
You cancelled it out.
Yeah, maybe I've just balanced things out. But anyway, I feel like Sky needs to be in there in this
Everyone
team.
Everyone from
and
Hyderabad
you never
will vote for you.
Hmm. Yes, the Hyderabadis and the Mumbai people. Yeah, you guys, I'm counting on you. So yeah, he had to make it in this 12 and I picked him as my number 2 pick. Quite happy.
Yeah, cool. No arguments here. Because it's current form and we don't know what kind of pitch the aliens are going to prepare when we play against them. And he proved the other day. I mean, Sky doesn't spring to mind when you think who's going to dig you out in a really tough situation. Mm. And he got 50 or 49. Against, was it USA and New York?
Yes.
And that is a pitch that it's one of my favorite ever cricket pitches, RIP the New York pitch, RIP the stadium, which is already gone. And he was dropped at a very crucial time in that game, but don't get me started on people dropping catches. But he was one of few people that looked fine batting at New York. And that is a real testament to how good he is. He is somebody that can score all around the wicket, plays crazy shots that are, you watch some of Sky's shots and you think, how good must that feel to be able to do that, to physically do what he just did? How did he get that over square leg for 6? He, you know, it was a wide Yorker. It's like, why has it gone over square leg for 6? No one else can do some of the stuff he can do. So he has to get in, although he is somebody that puts such a low price on his wicket that he can go duck, duck, duck in 3 games, as we've seen in ODIs before. He doesn't care. He's like, that's fine. Yep. I'm really good, so I'll be fine next time. Yeah, he's definitely in.
All right, you've got 2 picks in a row, Rob.
About time. I'm going, because it's current form, and I think he might be the most current, like, the man in the best form in the world right now as far as T20 cricket goes, and it's Sunil Narine, who had a ludicrously good IPL.
We are picking him, though.
Stop shaking your head.
I don't think he qualifies because we have to pick from active cricketers, and I don't think Sunil Narine has made himself available for the West Indies.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, the West Indies.
I hate to break it to you.
Is it he didn't make himself available for the West Indies, or they didn't make themselves available for him? I think they.
I'm pretty sure
he. Yeah, he got fed up because they said he wasn't fit enough. When obviously he is still fit enough to be one of the best bowlers in the world. So I don't get to talk about the absolute mystery, the eighth wonder of the world that was his batting in the IPL, because I could talk about that all day long. Okay, no Narine allowed then. In which case, I'm going to go, I can't go one of my favourite players because he's in appalling form, and that's Glenn Maxwell. I love him. I want to pick him, but I can't because his form just isn't good enough. He's had a horrendous IPL. What did he average in the IPL? 7, and he was lucky to average that. You know, we all know what he can do. And if you'd have said, 4 months ago, he would probably have been first name on the team sheet after what he did in the you know, what we saw in the 50 over World Cup and what he did after that. Anyway, I'll go a gun bowler then. And I think the best, if Bumrah is the best all-round bowler in white ball cricket, which he is, then the best strike bowler currently in white ball cricket, there's two names that spring to mind, and I won't spoil the other one for you. One of them is effective in one phase and one phase only, and the other one is often backloaded and is an out-and-out wicket taker. And he brings a whole... The reason why Bumrah, one of the many reasons why Bumrah is so successful, is his angle, where the delivery comes from, is different from everybody else, the release point. And somebody who has an even more of an outlier when it comes to release point is Pathirana, and he is a gun. Yeah. He gets loads of bowls. He bowls in a horrible... by bowls, I mean, you know, the dismissal method bowled. And he comes from an awful angle, which I can't show you because I'm too narrow, which is the first time anyone's ever said that about me. It comes from an awful angle, awful release point. He's amazing. He hasn't cracked it yet. He's not Malinga yet. But of the current bowlers that are out there, he's still very young, Pathirana. And his current form is really, really good. He looked like he was the answer for Chennai in the IPL before he had to disappear for a number of reasons, injury, visa, getting ready for the World Cup, whatever else. But yeah, Pathirana's in there for me.
Interesting one. I mean, some might think that it might be too soon for him to be featuring in this conversation. But I mean, if you look at his IPL numbers. Yeah, if you look at his IPL numbers. Plus, I mean, this last game that Sri Lanka played against the Netherlands, he was basically unplayable over there. I do think that he is going to have a very, very fruitful career. But he actually did not make my full 11. I don't have any issues with him, though. I have zero issues with Pathirana being there. He deserves to be there on current form. That must be said.
Yeah, I think if you look at, like Rob mentioned, right, fast bowlers at the moment, Bumrah and Pathirana are probably the two right at the top of the conversation, right, who you want in your 11. I kind of had him as an option. The only reason he wasn't like a dead set player in my 11 is because I felt like if we need a left armer or some other variety or a new ball bowler, then... You know, when you pick him, you're limiting your options as well, right? He's a one-phase bowler. He's backloaded and bowled in the death or maybe in the later half of that middle phase of play. So that's the only reason he wasn't a dead set player in my 11. But you can't argue with that given his form right now. And like Rob said, right, how different he is from everyone else obviously gives him an advantage over a lot of the bowlers around right now.
Yeah, and plus, don't forget the pace, right?
Yeah.
Man clocks 150 like it's nothing. So I feel like that's a very important facet of his game. It's the angle. Plus, you know, the accuracy has gotten a lot better.
Because Malinga was never that quick, right? Never
He's got
consistently
a slower
150.
One.
Yeah.
He's got a slower one. He's got a bouncer. He bowls at rapid pace otherwise. He's got the full skill set. So that's why I said I have no issues with him being there. I'm just worried that we have too long a tail and that might come back to haunt us. But anyway.
We haven't. It's fine.
Impact sub.
Not in the world 11 or 12. But anyway, go ahead, Rob. Your second pick.
Well,
or third, actually.
Bumrah's got 35 off and over in a test match. So
he
can be my number 9 in this team. When I tell you the correct answer of a team at the end... And also, we've got the new ball bowler who doesn't have to bowl in any other phase because there's loads of people that can bowl when you pick this current World 11. So, all-rounder, we've not mentioned him yet, you have to, is Andre Russell. He's still going strong. He can bowl. He's so experienced. I'll talk about his bowling for a bit. He's so experienced with the ball. He's one of those that if conditions suit, he can just bowl the short ball to good effect in the middle. I think when he's used as a death bowler, and that is the reason why the West Indies won't win this World Cup, is their death bowling is horrendous. He's no good. Like, stop using him there. He can get you the wickets because he'll get one or two caught long on, very much like Romario does or Odine did or whoever else is going to bowl at the death for the West Indies these days. Alzari probably. He's not the answer as a death bowler, but he is a guy that you can go, we could do with you now over number 9. They're going okay here. Can you just chuck a couple of quick ones short? And he will run up off his one leg that works or half a leg that works now. And he's still got enough with the ball. He's still a gun fielder and he's still ludicrous with the bat. Again, you're going to need 6 hitters. He came in the other day in the World Cup and got 30 off 17, not out, and didn't hit a 6 which is extraordinary. So he can adapt his game. But have you ever seen anyone hit the ball as hard as him? Like, he's in the conversation, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he is someone that can turn a game and take a game away from anyone. But he is multifaceted, Andre, as well. And when he was fit, he's not going to be fit if we're playing this game tomorrow, but when he was fit, he could run the 100 metres in 10.9. He's one of the best ever, prime Andre, as being an all-round T20 cricketer. He's almost the blueprint for it. And he's still, I don't know how old he is without craftily looking it up, which I'm doing right now, at the age of 36, which is what he is, he's still good enough to be in the World 11 for me.
I mean, when you talk about current form, he's been in ridiculous touch. Yeah. In the IPL, he would always get Kolkata those important wickets, right? Forget the economy rate. I feel like his back of a length, slow ones were one of the main weapons for Kolkata in their bowling attack. And he's been pretty good for the West Indies as well. The only thing I'm not entirely sold on is using him up front with the new ball. I'm not sure how fruitful that might prove to be. I have no issues with his batting. He hits some of the biggest sixes known to man, right? Like,
yeah.
When Andre Russell hits the ball stays hit. That phrase was made for him. And his fielding as well. If you look at the first qualifier in the IPL, the way he got that run out and took a catch, he's still, you know, absolutely nailing that part of this game. But you guys have, all three of us, we have an attack featuring Pathirana and Bumrah, who will probably be taking care of, you know, our last five overs. And now you've got Andre Russell, who I would preferably have bowl through the middle.
Definitely.
There's Kuldeep for that phase as well. I feel like we're missing a new ball bowler, but anyway, let's see how this materializes.
Yeah, you can pick one, Ram.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go and pick the guy who you might have picked. Because I wanted to pick him last round, and then I thought he might be, you know, snaffled up by Rob, but he wasn't. There are two people, both of them keep wicket. And I am going to go with Joss Butler. Yeah. I feel like it's hot and cold with him. Even in the IPL, you saw how, for the most part, he was a flop. But then those two innings, when he wasn't a flop, he smashed tons, which won them, or won Kolkata the game. Rajasthan the game. And when Rajasthan lost him, TKC was not even like a shadow of a replacement, right? He was not comparable to what Joss Butler brings to the table. Again, very versatile. Can play through all those different gears as per the game situation. Is a leader as well. I would be very tempted to give him the captaincy for this team. I mean, amongst all the other people, I think Bumrah and Butler are probably the guys who are vying for the captaincy spot in the names that we've named. And someone's got to open with Travis Head. Who better to do it than Joss Butler? We've got Sky up next. So lots of ramps, lots of scoops. That would be kind of a mainstay. And he also like has a killer reverse sweep, right? We've seen that very recently as well. It's a switch hit-esque reverse sweep, what Butler does. And it's like second nature to him as well. I feel like he's experienced and he's also like not particularly bogged down by conditions. I've seen Butler score quick runs in tough conditions as well. Obviously Klaassen is not keeping wicket in this team. Someone has to. And now we're done with our top three as well. So yep. I feel quite happy with that pick.
Yeah, he was in my 11 as well. I think, like you mentioned, the impact he can make makes him difficult to look past. Particularly because he's capable. I think I've spoken about this before on one of these episodes as well. His ability to play both type of innings, right? He can get you runs in tough conditions where he has to bat out, you know, a few overs and then get going. But he can also go from ball one. Just such a versatile player. And I think when you have someone like Travis Head on the other end, you can afford to have a Butler who's not very much slower than Head. But, you know, yeah. who can, if the need arises, play that, you know, anchor type of inning. So, yeah, he was in my 11 as well.
And I mean, a top three of Head, Butler and Sky with Klaassen in at five is the stuff the dreams are made of. You know, that definitely looks like a current, best 11 across the world or 12. But anyway, Estelle, you've got your two final picks now. So wrap them up and... we've got vacancies in the middle order, lower middle order.
We have four,
pretty
six,
much that area.
Eight and the 12th man, right? 4, 6, 8.
Yes.
The 12th. Okay.
Basically.
This is brought to you by Cricket 8. Cricket intelligence for you every day.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
So I'm going to go with Poran next. I think behind Henrik Claassen, probably the best striker of the ball currently, like on form. Another guy who can keep wickets. So you always have replacements if there are injuries, right? Again, he probably picks himself, right? I'd be surprised if he wasn't in either one of your 11s.
He was on my team. And I mean, on another occasion, like if this podcast was shot prior to the IPL, that was Maxwell's spot in my team as well. Mm-hmm. But because he's been in such a poor, you know, stretch of form that, I mean, Maxwell would be lucky enough to make 12th man in this team.
Also, he gives you a left-handed option, right, in the middle order, which
absolutely
right now with matchups and stuff, it's quite important. My only thing is, like, the other thing about him is that we've seen him being used at the top of the order, but he can also do the finishers kind of role. So I'll be, for my team, he'll be at number 6.
I would give him the license, right, and he would be batting at number 4, that, okay, go ahead. If you can capitalize on a matchup, capitalize
but
on it.
Flexible,
and just give us,
right?
Like, quick runs, man. I mean, when Nicholas Pooran starts hitting the ball, he doesn't stop. That's what I love about him. And that's something similar to Claassen as well. Maybe Claassen does it with more efficiency. Like, he will, you know, remain not out for longer periods. But when Pooran's on one, it's really, really tough to stop him. And he had a pretty decent IPL. I thought Lucknow were quite a poor team. And it was Pooran or bust at times. And even for the West Indies, maybe he hasn't gotten like huge scores. But every time he's out there batting, you kind of feel that till this guy's there, they're in business. And they will have somewhat of an upper hand as well, because he can hit you for 3 consecutive sixes. That's Nicholas Pooran for you. The left-hander bit is very important, I feel. And now you've got another leader-esque sort of, you know, I don't know, player profile in that 12. Okay, you're done, Estelle, right?
No, actually, this is just fourth
pick.
So
more.
I have another one.
Yeah.
After, I think I get to pick the
12th. So you've done 3.
Yeah.
You have your fourth one right now. Two in a row. Yes.
Ah, yes. We're going with only 4, right? Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So you guys, you know, were mad at me for not picking the right wrist spinner. I don't know whether y'all are going to agree with me now when I pick another one. I think there are 3 options as a leg spinner for this team. But just the fact that this guy has been so good for so long and has just been, you know, one of the leaders in his team, I have to go with Rashid Khan. I'll bat him at number 8. He is an explosive batter as well. I think his batting has come a long way. Very unorthodox, but can clear the boundary easily. And, you know, another facet to an already really impressive package as a player, right? So he has the other two. Now that I don't think they'll get picked, I can mention are probably Zampa and Hasaranga in that, you know, leg spinners conversation. But I think Rashid Khan, like I mentioned, like, he's been good for so long, and he's you hardly ever see dips, right? If at all, I think most recently he had a bit of a dip with his back injury. But yeah. everything he adds as a fielder, as a batter, I think makes him a pretty much a straightforward pick.
I think it's really important to talk about his fielding over here because people often, you know, forget about it. It goes under the radar. We all know how good he is as a wrist spinner, right? You could make an argument that he's the best ever wrist spinner to play T20 cricket. And currently as well, like he took that 4 for 17 versus New Zealand. So all of those out of form, you know, conversations went out the door because in the IPL, he didn't look at his best. He was far from it. And maybe, you know, that had something to do with him just coming back from injury and not having had enough rehab. But we've seen just how destructive he can be once again on those sort of surfaces in the Caribbean. Rashid Khan should have been one of the first three picks in my eyes. I think he's gone a touch too late. This team should have kind of revolved around him from the get-go. And I was interested to see when he gets picked. I kind of intentionally left him for this long because I was like, okay, let me just get the batters because I'm afraid Rob is going to pick someone completely, you know, out of the blue and then we're going to be screwed. So I was like, I'm going to shore up the batting.
Tatinda Taibu at Russian. Number four, right?
No. Yeah, Mohammad Shahzad can't make it.
Yeah, there are already too many openers. Oh, well, the openers are head and butler, so Shahzad doesn't make it. But yeah. Rashid could even bat at seven. I feel like he is that good, but Dre Russ is probably better suited to that role. Yeah. And I mean, he can also bowl in any phase, right? It doesn't matter. He could bowl at the deaths. He could even potentially bowl in the power play. He gives you that sort of flexibility. And he can also give you those helicopter shots with the bat. So, I mean.
But we do have a problem now, though. We don't have a new ball bowler with Bumrah, right?
There's no problem.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that I'll probably pick a new ball bowler and then I'll leave that liberty of the final batter with Rob. And then we can kind of rejig the 12th man in and out to make way and make this 11 make sense. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. Because otherwise the balance is all over the place. We'll have to rejig the 12th man one way or another. Are you happy with that strategy, Rob?
You do you, Bayram. Absolutely fine, mate.
Because if you don't pick a batter, then we'll just have too many bowlers in this team. I do need your consent for this. But anyway, there are enough batters. I mean, I have like 3-4 names who could potentially fit in that middle order, lower middle order. One of them actually kind of stands out for me. Let's see if Rob gets it or not. I'm just going to go new ball bowler. I feel like not only do we require that ability to kind of bowl in the power play, and primarily bowl in the power play, someone who hones that skill. But also, we don't have a left arm seamer, which is why I'm going Trent Bolt.
I know where you're going.
100%
yeah.
is Trent Bolt.
I think, yeah, even though New Zealand got knocked out in the first round, you look at Trent Bolt's bowling in those games. I mean, my word, he was literally unplayable. And his returns were amazing as well, like barely went for any runs, took wickets as well. I think 2 in 1 game, 3 in the other, or might have been 3 in each. Of those first 2 games at least. And he was getting that ball to hoop. And technically, he hasn't retired yet.
Yeah.
Right? Officially.
I was about to say.
So he does qualify. He does qualify just because of that. Had he officially hung up his boots, then he wouldn't have. But yes, I mean, as far as new ball bowlers go, and then of course you get that whole left arm angle, I feel like there was only one right answer. You get Trent Bolt's experience.
Yeah.
He's a pretty decent boundary rider as well. Take that one drop catch or stepping on the rope incident from the 2019 World Cup final, and you've got a solid boundary rider over there. I mean, so many of these other guys could probably, like Parthiv Rana, could maybe learn a thing or two about bowling with the new ball from Trent Bolt. So yeah, I have basically given us our 6th bowling option overall, and now it is up to Rob to get us a 12th man who can bat. Otherwise, this team has explosive batters. But they're done at 5.
I think we'll have to switch out one of the quicks, right? Or one of the bowlers.
And we can make that decision later. Probably.
Yeah, I think I'm very happy with the team as it stands now, because when you've got the team that we've picked so far, you can use Trent Bolt as an opening bowler and nothing else. Mm-hmm. So if conditions suit and he's still swinging, he can bowl 3 at the start, or even sometimes he can bowl 4 at the start. He's probably a bit old to bowl 4 now. But 3 on the reel, and then he doesn't bowl again because we don't need him. Mm-hmm. We've got Bumrah and Parthiv Rana. So you just go, thanks, Trent. You've got us a wicket in the first over. He's the best of all time at doing that. Shaheen, if he hadn't dropped off quite dramatically in form of late, that's because, in my opinion, Pakistan overbowled him in all formats as he was still growing. So see also Rabada, Jofra, these sort of guys that you think their ceiling is so high, and then they play in every game, in every format, and they're knackered. But Bolt is still going strong. He is still an absolute gun at getting a wicket in the first over, which is an incredible skill to have in T20 cricket. He has the left arm. He can hoop it. So if conditions suit, you bowl him as many as he wants to bowl at the start, and then he doesn't bowl again because you don't need him to in this team. So I have to go for a bat here. So I can't say Hasaranga is kind of a bat because Hasaranga's batting form, if we're taking the T20 World Cup, my goodness me. He couldn't be in it. I mean, again, three months ago, Hasaranga's a guy that I would have said, yeah, you can bat him at six in this team, no problem. And the thing, when you've got players like Rashid Khan, things that no one does with him at T20, which is completely wrong, sometimes it's the right answer to bat him at number three and say, like last year's IPL, he played an innings where he hit 10 sixes in it. No one remembers it because it was a terrible game. But if you put him in at three and say, right, Rash, try and hit every single ball for six and see how you get on. He never wastes balls, that guy.
Yeah.
Like most teams that he plays for, if he doesn't bat, they haven't scored their optimal number of runs because if he faces five balls, he can get 22. Anyway, this is a really difficult one. Like all the other, and when I picked my team, I thought I was going to be allowed Narine in it. So I've already done my team, but I don't think you can go Glenn Maxwell because we're picking a current form team and it's not right for Glenn Maxwell to get in. And in that, we're thinking it's a number six. I think it's probably still, despite being in a team where Rashid Khan didn't do anything either really compared to his career numbers, Miller is still very good. And he's still a guy that can do two things, which is the, if you're in trouble, he can stay in, which he played one of the best innings of this World Cup in that New York ground where he had to do it tough. And who'd have thought that chasing 115 against the Netherlands is a tough ask, but that was mega tough. And no one else wanted to stick around and do it. And he went, right, okay, I'm going to put this shot away. I'm going to put this shot away and I'm going to stick around until I finally get a ball that I can hit for six. And he did it the hard way. And we spoke about Sky earlier. He's a guy that you would never expect that sort of innings from. This is what elite T20 players can do, is they stand up when the going's tough. And the going was really tough. We're picking a current form 11. And Miller has played the best innings of the last month in T20 cricket, so he gets the nod for me.
This is brought to you by Cricket 8, the new home of cricket intelligence.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Yeah, plus, like, I feel like even if this was an all-time World T20 11, he would be a very, very good shot. I think he made it. I think we did pick him.
Did you?
In our all-time 11. Yeah, and he was the guy whose name I was thinking of. So good on you for getting there. And it's weird how, you know, the 11 that I made the 12 that I made, actually didn't make a 12, I made an 11. The 11 that I made is awfully, like, similar to the one that we've ended up with over here.
I think there are six or seven who are, like, You can't argue against them, right?
Yeah.
There's one guy one's mentioned.
Yeah.
No one said Virat Kohli in any of this. He was pretty good in the IPL. He's been absolutely atrocious in this World Cup, but he's only had a couple of goes.
But I think compared to the three we have picked at 1, 2, 3, you're not picking him ahead of any of those three, right? I think him playing at the top of the order for India is one thing. Like, he definitely should be opening instead of coming at three. But if you look at these three, like, are you picking him ahead of Butler or Skye or Head? I don't think so.
No, but I think he has to be in the conversation for World 11 because of how good he was in the IPL.
But then again, sure, he played three games in New York, but he got five runs. And I mean, this episode will actually come out by the time the World Cup or T20 World Cup is in the business
end. So maybe he's got 101 India the World Cup,
so,
right?
So
right.
Maybe this has aged really well for you, Rob.
Yeah, I'm
Or maybe it has aged really poorly.
I'm so sorry that India didn't win the T20 World Cup, guys. I'm so sorry about that.
It's interesting. We recently had one of our pre-recorded episodes published in which it was like, who would you have bowled the last over if you were to defend 10 runs? Something like that. And we recorded this like a while back. I picked Harris Rauf. Man couldn't defend 12 runs in three balls. So that aged like milk, right? Let's see how your Kohli one ages. Of course, he is quality. No one's, you know, I guess, doubting that. But when you look at that top three of Head, Butler, Skye, I don't know, man. Very few people could make a case to be ahead of them on current form.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've done a fantastic job over here.
But who's Bolt anyone... coming in for?
Probably Pathirana.
No, they all play. You have Bolt, Bumrah and Pathirana in your team. No problem.
But then you have Kuldeep... to get rid of one of the spinners.
Yeah, Kuldeep was... So if... Kuldeep's never in anyway. Let's say goodbye to Kuldeep.
No.
Estelle, that offends you, doesn't it?
No.
It's going to be Kuldeep / Pathirana.
But my rationale behind picking two like frontline spinners was that our bowling all-rounders are all quicks, right? Or at least the one I picked in my 11, so only Dre Russ. So you don't have any spinning options in that top six. That's why I went for two frontline spinners. But I guess it has to be either Pathirana or Kuldeep Yadav because you need a new ball bowler, right? You can't.
Bolt plays.
Bolt has to play. I'm really sad that we couldn't get like the perfect 12th man, Glenn Phillips. Like, we couldn't fit him in.
Yeah,
I mean, he was one of the names that was in my mind, but it's just that Miller on current form is far better. If I am looking at
even someone
set,
like Sikandar Raza in the middle order is not a bad shout, I think, right? He offers that off-spinning option. He's very handy with the ball and has been getting a lot of runs. I know Zimbabwe is not at this World Cup, but has been really an informed player in the last couple of years.
He would have been a good shout maybe for 12th man. But again, we're looking at current form. Zimbabwe is not playing this T20 World Cup, so he is at a disadvantage over there. I'll tell you what team I had, right? And you guys can give me your teams because everyone has one correct answer. Mine was very similar. Head and Butler opening, which is the case in our team as well. I had Skye, Pooran and Klaassen in my middle order, right? David Miller was my number six, but I wanted to kind of like, you know, wait for that position and see what options we were left with. I did have Dre Russ at 7 and Rashid at 8. And then I had Bumrah, Trent, Bolt, and I actually had Akil Hussain because I wanted to give myself a deeper batting lineup, which Kuldeep will not be able to give me. So I wanted to go all out attack. And I know Akil would have been a very, very hipster pick, but that was my team. Very similar to the one we've ended up with over here.
Yeah.
Because the only difference really is instead of Kuldeep / Pathirana, I had Akil Hussain.
Yeah, my one is pretty similar, but actually, I went for Salt instead of Head. I think it's on current form, it's kind of a toss-up, and I understand why you went for Head, and it's probably a better pick, especially because he's a left-hander. But I had Butler Salt, and then my number three was, you know, flexible, depending on who we got in our bowling lineup, right? So I was even thinking someone like Mitchell Marsh wouldn't be a bad option, but he's not in the best of form right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he had his time in the sun a couple of years ago. Middle order, I don't think you can't argue Pooran, Skye, Klaassen, right? Glenn Phillips would have probably slotted in for me because of, you know, if I had left Mitch Marsh out. And then Dre Russ,
but again,
Rashid
Glenn
Khan.
Phillips hasn't played well in a minute, a hot minute.
Dre Russ 7, Rashid Khan 8, Kuldeep 9, Bumrah 11. My number 10, I was between Pathirana, Bolt, and actually even Fizz, right? He's had a really good couple of months, played well in the IPL. And if conditions are like suitable to him. If it's a bit of a slow wicket, he's very, very difficult to get away.
I mean, I still don't understand how he does whatever he does with his wrists. Mm. It doesn't make any sense to me, right? Solid, solid shout. He would have made for a great 12th man
as well.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob. Yeah. Give us the correct 11.
Thanks very much for playing, guys. But here's the correct answer. So firstly, one thing that Butler and Head does, it gives you a really good opening pair name. And we haven't had one of those for a while. We had Pondulka. Mm. But they were rubbish as a T20 opening pair. But you've now got Butt Head. I mean, how good is that? Yeah. I mean, that's T-shirts everywhere.
Or Headbutt.
Or Headbutt. There you go. Yeah. So that's it. That's a marketer's dream, isn't it? Headbutt for the kids and Butt Head for the grown-ups. So that there's no question that that is the opening pair. I think unlucky Virat. I think Virat's fielding we haven't spoken about. Virat's fielding is almost getting better as he gets older. Yeah. Like some of those runouts, he's always prowling. And the reason why he's so good in the field, Virat, is he never switches off. And you look at some of these horrendous journeymen, the guys you see on the T20 franchise circuit all the time, people like Tim David, I'm looking at you here, that just don't concentrate when in the field. They're only thinking about the batting. What you have with Cody is he's a million percent switched on. Anyway, I won't talk about Cody's fielding. I'll name my team. It's Butler, Head. I'm not going to say a definite batting order because I think the best teams are malleable with their batting orders and can change things whenever they want. So maybe it's Rashid Khan 3, but it's probably Sky. Butler, Head, Sky, Klassen, Pooran, Miller, Russell, Rashid Khan, Bumrah, Bolt, Pathirana, and that beats anybody.
Wait, so you've got one player missing, right? No, so you basically have our team. It's just that Kuldeep is your 12th man.
Yeah. Cool. I don't mind Kuldeep as 12th man. I think unlucky Virat and
Glenn. You'd be a terrible 12th man, though.
Imagine Virat being 12th man? Mover. Just to come back to Kuldeep's batting, if you did have Kuldeep, right? Kuldeep, he's no one thinks of him as being good at batting, but he faces an average of 44 balls every time he plays in Test match cricket. Kuldeep, he can hang around. He did it in at the business end of the IPL. He stayed in for ages at the end to stop them getting bowled out. Like if you ever need someone that can face balls and not get out, Kuldeep is really good at that. He's got a first-class 100, hasn't he, somehow? I'd like to know who was bowling that day. But yeah, Kuldeep's okay. He can do something with the bat. And in a team like that, you might lose a flurry of wickets every now and again. So I don't mind Kuldeep being 12th man. But yeah, I think considering how many all-rounders you've got and how good the batting is there, you can afford to have Bumrah at 9. And Bumrah and Bolt are a great watch with the bat, by the way.
Yeah. Mm. Also, if you're feeling really ambitious, Dre Russ could sit out and you could just have all those strike bowlers in there. I mean, there are lots of things you could do with this lineup or this 12. I'm just going to repeat it for the viewers because we've all kind of said what we had in our minds prior. But I think it's a good idea to maybe tell the viewers and listeners our entire 12 that we've kind of, teamed up we've combined to kind of formulate over here. Anyway, we've got Travis Head and Joss Butler opening the batting. Surya Kumar Yadav is first drop. Then you've got Pooran, Klassen, Miller, Dre Russ, Rashid Khan, and then you've got Jasprit Bumrah and Trent Bolt with the option of Kuldeep / Pathirana. So one of those guys would be 12th man. Individual picks for this one were Rob went Bumrah, Pathirana, Dre Russ and Miller. I, Behram, went... Who did I go with first?
Head.
Travis Head, Surya Kumar Yadav, then Joss Butler and Trent Bolt. And Estelle, she went with Heinrich Klassen, Kuldeep Yadav, Rashid Khan and Nicholas Pooran. So let us know who you think won this particular bout of Crick Picks. And you have the comment section below, so you can use that. And that wraps up this episode. So we'll be back next week with another episode of Crick Picks. Just a quick reminder, go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage. It can be your one-stop shop for all of the work that we do as part of this team, whether that be written content, videos, or podcasts. We look forward to seeing you once again next week. That is all for now. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bahram Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minvo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minvo.pro now.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.